Why is now the best time to express love? Because you don't know how long you're going to get the opportunity to do it. Circumstances change. People die. Children grow up and leave the home. You're not guaranteed of tomorrow. If you're going to express love, you better do it now.
In order to know the purpose or function of something, whether it's a new device or tool, some sort of gadget or whatever, you need to look at the instruction manual. Even better, you should seek out the designer or the maker of the object in question. After all, who knows more about it than the one who created it? Hello, and welcome again to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we continue in our series called The Life You Were Meant to Live. In this series, Pastor Rick Warren will help you discover in the Scriptures what God had in mind for your life when He, quite literally, invented you. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a life-changing tool that will show you how to re-energize your spiritual life in ways you may have never dreamed possible. To find out more, go to PastorRick.com right now while you listen to today's broadcast, or just text the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Remembering What Matters Most.
The greatest gift you can give anybody is your time. Why? It's the most precious and the most desired gift, because your time is your life. Time is your most precious commodity. You only have a certain amount of it. God's already decided the number of seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks you are going to live. You're not going to get any more of it. You can always get more money, but you cannot get more time. Every time you give someone your time, you are giving them a portion of your life that you will never get back. And that's why the greatest gift you can give someone is your time. Because you can't get it back. Your time is your life. Now, Jesus taught that the essence of relationship is not what we do for each other. And the essence of relationship is not what we give each other, the presents we buy and give. You can do that without having a relationship. But the essence of a relationship is how much we give of ourselves to each other. That's what a relationship is all about, giving yourself. The greatest gift you can give someone is the gift of self. Now, guys, as men, we just don't get this so much of the time. I can't tell you how many guys have said to me, "I don't understand it. I provide for my family. They have everything they need. What more could they want?" They want you. They want you. Your eyes, your ears, your time, your attention, your presence, your focus. They want you. And nothing can take the place of time. Nothing. Not clothes, not candy, not vacations, not big house, not money. Nothing can take the place of your time. The greatest, the best use of life is love. And the greatest or best expression of love is time. And nothing can compensate for it. How many times have you heard me say, we spend all our time working ourselves to death, trying to get money to buy things for our kids, and kids don't need things. Kids need parents who spend time with them. And I want to say to you young couples, if you're not going to raise them, don't have them.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. And while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com or just text the word DAILY to 99000.
It doesn't matter how much you work out or how healthy you may eat. If you're not feeding and exercising your spirit, you're going to feel run down and tired. You'll run out of gas. You've got to do more than just take care of your body. You've got to energize your spirit. And the best way to do that is with God's Word. That's why we've put together an incredible new tool called Re-Energize Your Life. In this first-of-its-kind guide created from Pastor Rick's most practical teaching, you will learn everything you need to know to re-energize your life the way God intended. Step by step, you will begin a journey of restoration and renewal. It's a hands-on guide you take at your own pace. No need to rush. In fact, we encourage you to stop and linger where you want to spend more time. You'll benefit from biblical wisdom and learn how to apply it to your life in practical ways. You'll learn how to let Jesus lighten your load and discover the key to a balanced life. Not only will you discover how to relieve stress, Pastor Rick will show you how to discover your purpose and build margin into your schedule. You'll have time to reflect and celebrate your progress as you take steps toward getting ready to be used by God. This brand new, high-quality, vegan leather-bound, four-color journal experience book is a user-friendly, interactive powerhouse. Its eye-pleasing pages are packed with full-color devotionals, verses, and Bible teachings that will dramatically impact your spiritual life forever. Don't let your inner man or inner woman settle for a spiritually bland existence. Reach for more with this brand new tool called Re-Energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Today, when you support Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll send you a copy of the book, Re-Energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Call 800-600-5004 to get yours, or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 1-800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Today's the last day to get in on this great offer, so don't wait. Call 800-600-5004 to get yours, or you can visit PastorRick.com.
Once again, here's Rick.
This week, I went shopping for Mother's Day cards. I found some that I thought were absolutely pathetic. Kay shared a couple of these yesterday at the women's conference. This one here says, "For my wife." It's got a beautiful flower in the front. And here's what it says on the inside. "To working people, comma. To busy parents, comma. To tired lovers, dash. That's us." Oh, that's real inspirational. I bet you he gets a cookie at bedtime. So he says, "So, I just wanted to steal a moment. I don't have a whole lot of time, but I wanted to steal a moment to say thank you." And what's he going to thank her for? "For keeping our home running smoothly." Oh, boy. That puts a quiver in your liver. "Keeping our home running smoothly." What he's saying, "Honey, what I love about you the most is your efficiency and your punctuality. Thanks a lot. Good job. "I just wanted to steal a moment to say thank you for keeping our home running smoothly and for making our busy life a happy one." That's sick. What's sicker is that Hallmark's figured out there's a market for workaholic cards. This guy who wrote this was probably on crack when he wrote it. Here's another one, real pretty pink frilly cover. You open it up and it says, "I know as busy as you are, you worry that you can't give everything the attention you'd like, but you're doing a good job." Oh, wow. How touching. This poem was written by a workaholic dad. "I have a son who's 5 years old, a boy so very fine. When I look at him, it seems to me that all the world is mine. But seldom do I ever see my son awake and bright. I only see him when he sleeps. I'm only home at night. When I come home so weary in the darkness after day, my wife says to me, "You should have seen him play." So I stand beside his bed and I look and ponder there, and I wonder if he's dreaming. Why isn't Daddy here? Did you know that this last year, 40% of the children of divorced parents went an entire year without seeing their dads? Nothing can take the place of time. All the money in the world can't replace your time with your wife, your husband, your kids, with those you love. Whenever you give your time, you're making a sacrifice. You're making a sacrifice of your life because your time is your life. But that's what love is all about. It's about sacrifice. Sacrifice is the essence of love. Look at the next verse. Ephesians 5:2. Live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ, who loved you and gave himself as a sacrifice. Circle that. As a sacrifice to take away your sins. I want you to write this sentence down on your outline. If it isn't a sacrifice, it's not real love. Oh, you may call it that, but it's not. If it isn't a sacrifice, it's not real love. You can give without loving, but you cannot love, legitimately love, without giving. And love is the essence of sacrifice. Love means giving up. Giving up my ambitions. Giving up my preferences. Giving up my likes. Giving up my particular thing that I think's fun. Giving up my energy. Giving up my time for the benefit of somebody else. That's what love is. Giving up my time and my preferences for the benefit of someone else. It's a sacrifice. Now, many of you are in time-starved relationships. Oh, you live in the same home, but you're passing each other by day and by night like ships with a goodbye kiss here and there, and your relationship is shriveling, it's shrinking, it's drying up for lack of attention. A lot of things can rob a relationship. Work can rob a relationship. Activity can rob a relationship. Too much church involvement or ministry can rob a relationship. Hobbies, fun things that you like to do on your own, can rob a relationship. TV can rob a relationship. Computers can rob a relationship. Somebody says, "How can I have more time for those I love?" Well, I'll give you a suggestion. Turn off the TV and unplug the computer. I'm not saying get rid of them. I'm just saying limit them. The average American now watches TV and or works or plays on the computer an average of 5 to 6 hours a day. That's over 30 hours a week. That's 1,560 hours a year. Now, let me put that in perspective. 1,560 hours a year is the equivalent of spending 97 days straight at 16 hours a day watching TV or playing or working on the computer. That's bound to hurt a relationship. Now, here's your homework for this week. I want you to spend 15 minutes every day with each person in your family and talk with them. Look them in the eyes. Listen to them. Focus on them. Empathize with them. Seek to understand them. Maybe you need to apologize to them. Each one, 15 minutes a day. Why? Because the best use of life is love. And the best expression of life is time. That's how you express love. Principle number three, the best time to love is now. Now, not next week, not later, not when things settle down, not when we reach a certain standard of living. Who are you kidding? It's now. Look at what the Bible says. Galatians 6:10. Whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to everyone. Ephesians 5. Use every chance you have for doing good. Proverbs 3:27. Whenever you possibly can, do good to those who need it. Never tell your neighbor to wait until tomorrow if you can help them now. Now, folks, if it's good for neighbors, it certainly applies to families too. There are some activities in your life in which procrastination is a legitimate response because some things just aren't that important and you ought to put them off. But since love is the most important thing in life, it is the top priority in life, anytime you choose something else over a loving relation, you've just made a stupid decision. You've acted like a fool because you've missed the point of life. Anytime you choose anything over a loving relationship, you have made the wrong answer. You've made the wrong choice. Why? Why is now the best time to express love? Because you don't know how long you're going to get the opportunity to do it. Circumstances change. People die. Children grow up and leave the home. You're not guaranteed of tomorrow. If you're going to express love, you better do it now. Charles Colson and George McGovern are at opposite extremes in the political spectrum. In fact, in the 72 presidential campaign of McGovern versus Nixon, they worked on opposite sides. But they both ended up with the same regret. Chuck Colson wrote, "As I think back out on my life, my biggest regret is not spending more time with the kids. Making family your top priority means going against a culture where materialism and workaholism are rampant. It means realizing that you may not advance as fast in your career as some do. It means being willing to accept a lower standard of living, knowing that you're doing the right thing for your children, giving them the emotional security that they will draw on for the rest of their lives. Are you willing to make that financial sacrifice? Or are things more important than people?" George McGovern, one-time presidential candidate, wrote a book about his daughter, Terry, who died of alcoholism. 1994, she was found frozen to death in a snowbank where she'd fallen in a drunken stupor. And after his daughter died, McGovern pored over Terry's diaries and talked to all of her friends, trying to figure out what she was thinking. And he discovered that he was not as good a father as he thought he'd been. While he was spending 18-hour days fighting for political causes, his daughter Terry was at home writing in her diary that she missed her daddy. But he probably didn't miss her because he probably didn't care about her. McGovern wrote in his advice to parents, "Show more love to your kids by spending more time with them, especially during the adolescent years. No matter what it costs your career, no matter what it costs." That way, he said, neither of you will have regrets. And he writes this, "I give everything I have, and I mean everything, for one more afternoon with Terry, just to tell her how much I loved her, and to have one of those happy times that we used to have all too infrequently." The question is not if we're ever going to regret. This frantic, paced, overloaded, stressed-to-the-limit lifestyle that everybody in this room is living. It's not if you're going to regret it. The only question is, When? When it's too late? After the family's fallen apart? Everybody is starving for attention. So what are you going to do about it? Are you going to change? Or are you going to stand before God one day and explain why things were more important than people? What excuse are you going to give for not putting first things first in your life? Who do you need to start spending more time with? What do you need to cut out of your schedule? The best use of life is love.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, you can go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Pastor Rick will be back in a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. It doesn't matter how much you work out or how healthfully you may eat. If you're not feeding and exercising your spirit, you're going to feel run down and tired. You'll run out of gas. You've got to do more than just take care of your body. You've got to energize your spirit. And the best way to do this is with God's Word. That's why we put together an incredible new tool called Re-Energize Your Life. In this first-of-its-kind guide created from Pastor Rick's most practical teaching, you'll learn everything you need to know to re-energize your life the way God intended. Step by step, you'll begin a journey of restoration and renewal. It's a hands-on guide you'll take at your own pace. No need to rush. In fact, we encourage you to stop and linger where you want to spend more time. You'll benefit from biblical wisdom and learn how to apply it to your life in practical ways. You'll learn how to let Jesus lighten your load and discover the key to a balanced life. Not only will you learn how to relieve stress, Pastor Rick will show you how to discover your purpose and build margin into your schedule. You'll have time to reflect and celebrate your progress as you take steps toward getting ready to be used by God. This brand new, high-quality, vegan leather-bound, four-color journal experience book is a user-friendly, interactive powerhouse. Its eye-pleasing pages are packed full of color devotionals, verses, and Bible teachings that will dramatically impact your spiritual life forever. Don't let your inner man or inner woman settle for a spiritually bland existence. Reach for more with this brand new tool called Re-Energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Today, when you support Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll send you a copy of the book Re-Energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Call 800-600-5004 to get yours, or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 1-800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Today's the last day to get in on this great offer, so don't wait. And now here's Rick with a closing thought.
Here's a note that I got from a woman named Becky. She said, "Pastor Rick, the Daily Hope Ministry has truly helped me in many ways. I attend church on a regular basis. However, the Daily Hope broadcast has taught me so much, and I can honestly say that I never miss one of those Monday through Friday morning quiet times listening to Pastor Rick's teaching, growing closer to the Lord, and applying what he's taught me through his messages. I am blessed beyond measure, and I absolutely love the way the Lord is using Pastor Rick to reach out and teach Christians and non-Christians as well. One day, I believe I'm going to be able to increase my monthly contribution. I also believe that in the not-too-distant future, that will happen." Woohoo! Faithfully fit, Becky. I love your heart, and I love your faith, and I love this phrase, faithfully fit, Becky. That's great. I want everybody to please pray with me that the Daily Hope radio broadcast and all of our online resources will continue to transform lives with the simple truth of hope through Jesus Christ. By the way, you can catch up on Daily Hope messages that you may have missed by going to PastorRick.com. They're all there. So check out the ones that you may have missed. And thanks for listening today. Let's all stay, like Becky, faithfully fit. Please remember to join me next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.